Odd facts about Canada. Candlefish. Do you catch them or light them? Early pioneers in British Columbia used a small fish as a candle. This fish is so fatty that it can be dried, strung on a wick, and burned like a candle. Vehicle license plates in Nunavut and the Northwest Territories are shaped like polar bears. Canadian money smells like maple syrup. True or false? The Bank of Canada has repeatedly denied adding any fragrance to the new plastic banknotes, but rumors about the maple syrup smell just won't go away. Experts say the smell may be caused by some chemical used when they print the money. Canada produces 77% of the world's maple syrup. Almost 90% of all Canadians live within 200 kilometers of the Canada-USA border. This border is 8,893 kilometers long, and it is the longest international border between two countries in the world. Follow the signs, please. In Alberta, a highway runs through a national park. To protect wild animals, like wolves, coyotes, lynx, cougars, grizzly bears, and moose, Canadians built an overpass just for the animals. The famous Stanley Cup, annually given to the winner of the NHL Finals, has its own bodyguard to look after it at all times. He is called the Keeper of the Cup. He also has to take care of cleaning the trophy. When it is not traveling, the Stanley Cup is kept in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. You can drink a sourtoe cocktail in Dawson City. This is a drink, any drink, with a real amputated human toe at the bottom of the glass. To become a member of this strange club, you have to remember the motto, "You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but the lips have gotta touch the toe." Toes have been donated to the club over the years. A. This word is often used at the end of a sentence, indicating agreement or confirmation. It is also used as a question. You can always tell a Canadian from an American when you hear them say, "Eh?" Talk about extreme weather. In Alberta in 1962, the temperature rose from minus 19 degrees Celsius to plus 22 degrees Celsius in just 1 hour. This happened because of the Chinook, an infamous warm, dry wind coming from the Rocky Mountains. Canada was the first country in the world to build a UFO landing pad, weighing just over 130 tons. The landing pad was built in St. Paul, Alberta in 1967. Nobody knows if any UFOs have landed there yet.